the joy of knowing, the joy of knowing you. Oh, the joy of knowing, the joy of knowing you. Oh, the joy of knowing, the joy of knowing you.
Perfectionism, pride, imposter syndrome. There's something that Vivian Cummins has struggled with. And you know what? I have too. Vivian is a writer, speaker, and podcast host. And her need to be perfect and in control led to an unbalanced lifestyle filled with work, stress, illness, and depression. Today, Vivian and I talk about how to rededicate our lives to the Lord and leave perfectionism behind. Stay tuned to learn more from Vivian. Welcome to Positively Joy. Are you living life but feel like something's missing? You've come to the right place. I'm Yvette Walker, your host for this podcast on finding the true meaning of God's joy. Joy is not a feeling, it's faith. And my guests and I will talk about how to avoid falling down the rabbit hole of chasing physical or emotional joy. In this season, we'll tackle spiritual growth as we discover the true joy of the Lord. It's Yvette here, putting on my writer's hat. Do you like thrills, mystery, and a little clean romance? My latest book and first novel is on Amazon. 60 is a fast-paced crime novel of a Christian reporter who goes back to the location of her first big news story about a serial killer. Now an editor, Linda Radcliffe finds intrigue and an old love. Get your copy today. Go to positivelyjoy.com/books to see all my fiction and inspirational nonfiction, like my devotional Whispering in His Ear and Journaling His Joy, a 6-month guided journal to help you find real joy. Vivian Cummins, thank you so much for being on the Positively Joy podcast.
Thank you for having me. I'm excited to be here.
I'm excited to have you here because we're going to talk today about, I think, something that is as important to discuss as imposter syndrome, and that's perfectionism. We all struggle with it to some degree, wouldn't you say?
Yes, absolutely. Some of us more than others.
I agree. No, it's true. I agree. And with our faith, you know, we also, I think we bring that into our faith life, which is so ridiculous because we know God doesn't need us to be striving for that at all. So I want to talk about that with you because that is something that is very important to you and you have been talking about and writing about. So let's talk about that. And I would love to hear your faith walk and your testimony because I think we're going to learn a lot about how we can try to fight that off, especially in our faith life. So tell us how this became important to you.
So I've actually struggled with perfectionism my whole life. But I don't think I ever realized what it was or what was going on. I just knew that I was striving for something and I knew that I was stressed pretty much every day, 7 days a week. And so, but I never did anything about it. I never prayed about it. I never asked God to deliver me from it. I just thought, this is who I am. This is what I've got to deal with, you know. But about 3 years ago, I just got to a point where, gosh, I was so tired. I was tired of me, you know, because I recognized that I was doing this to myself, you know, and my husband, he always tells me, he's like, gosh, babe, you're so hard on yourself. You make things so harder than they need to be. And gosh, it must be hard to be you. And he will say some of those things. And I got to thinking, you're right. And so I just got to a point where I told God, I'm tired of being me. I'm tired of being selfish, felt very selfish because I have had a lot of selfish ambition, striving for perfectionism in my work and just everything that I would do in my church work, everything. And I just fell to my knees one day in the living room floor and said, I'm done. I told God, I surrender. I want to rededicate my life. I was saved when I was 10 years old. So I've lived a life, a Christian life, not always done the right things. There were some shaky years there in the middle.
Well, that is, yeah. I mean, that happens to all of us.
Yeah. But I just basically said, okay, Lord, I'm done. And whatever you need to reveal to me, I'm willing to listen. I want to change and just do whatever you need to do. And I was also searching for a purpose as well, because I just felt like this can't be it. You know, this cannot be why I'm here. And so I just kind of regave my life to the Lord, and he took it from there.
Wow. And so when you asked him for more, what did he give you?
Trouble. He gave me trials and tribulations. I tell you what, that was, I think, December of, I'm trying to think, get my years right. December of 2019. Mm-hmm. And January of 2020, I entered a wilderness that it started with affecting my family. So I've always just been really protective, I guess, of my parents, my mom especially. And Satan started attacking the health of my parents. And those are things, you know, along with perfectionism comes that sense of control and pride and all of that. It's all packaged into one thing. And I couldn't control the things that were happening to my parents. My mom got type 2 diabetes, almost lost her eyesight. Praise God, they caught it in time, was able to give her some surgeries on her eyes. My dad got cancer. So we were dealing with all of that. And then my health started being affected. And so I was actually in the emergency room, hooked up to monitors because they had thought I'd had a heart attack. And I'm being hooked up to these monitors, they're giving me baby aspirins and they're doing all this stuff. I get a phone call from a dermatologist that I had seen a week prior for a spot. Then he said, we're sending you to the Huntsman Cancer Institute. You have melanoma. So I'm literally in the hospital, hooked up to machines for a supposed heart attack, being told I have cancer.
Oh my God. Did the two have anything to do with each other?
No, they didn't. I did not have a heart attack. So what had happened, I worked from home. And so I had been having a lot of, my heart was racing a lot. Mm-hmm. And I fainted at home. And so once I came to, I drove myself to the hospital. And please, people, don't do that. Call somebody. That's the worst thing I probably could ever have done. But I drove myself to the hospital. Mm-hmm. As it turns out, I have PVC. So I have extra heartbeats in there and stuff. It's controlled by medicine. But all of that came at once. And yeah. So again, it's just those constant attacks, things that I could not control. And I had to really rely on God to get me through those tough times. And so it was just one thing after another. Mostly it was my health and that of my family. And then of course, COVID hit. And then we had, you know, a lot of social unrest, a lot of things going on. So there was just a lot of stuff going on. I know this podcast isn't about dreams, but that's also when God really started speaking to me, and he speaks to me now in my dreams. I think he may always have, I just didn't know it. But anyways, that was kind of how he communicated to me through that time. And so kind of helped me get myself a little bit more rooted into the word and into tune with him.
Wow. And what was he telling you in your dreams?
So one of the first dreams that I had, so during that time frame, once I was diagnosed with melanoma, it was a very, very fast spreading cancer. And I had actually had this spot for years. And I was told 2 years prior to just keep watch on it. And if it changed, come back. And so they never biopsied it or anything. But what was happening is it was growing down and rooting into my muscles and bone and spreading that way. And so we were very concerned that it had attached to the lymphatic system already. And so I was being tested for different things, bone marrow, all that stuff. And so I was praying to God for negatives. That was all I asked for. Just give me negatives to these tests. And so one of the first dreams that he came to me in was I was in a room holding a manila envelope, and inside that envelope was hundreds of copper-colored negatives, Remember those from cameras?
Oh, yes, yes.
I don't know if your viewers and listeners don't know what that is, but before we had iPhones, we had cameras that had film, and you took them in, you got them developed, and then you got these strips that had they were negatives, and you could get copies made from them.
This is so funny that we have to explain that now.
Oh, my gosh, but, I know. Wow, it makes me feel old.
What a creative way for the Lord to come to you. And, hey, you wanted negatives, so here you go. You're going to get some negatives.
And that
negatives.
Was exactly what he gave me. But the thing is that, you know how you could hold them up and you could see what the picture is on them. Mm-hmm. So in my dream, when I would hold them up, I wasn't in any of them. My husband was there. My kids were there. My grandkids were there, but I wasn't in any of them, but yet I had peace. And so when I woke from that dream, I just was like, okay, so no matter what happens, I mean, I believe that God answered my prayer for negatives, and he did. But what that dream was telling me is I got you no matter what. Everybody's going to be okay no matter what, whether you have to deal with this or I heal you from it. And so it was just things like that. Very easy to understand, non-complicated dreams where he would just speak to me so that I could start to learn to trust him. Because that's part of the issue with perfectionism and control is that lack of trust. And so he was teaching me how to trust him in these ways.
Now, that was a lot to have to go through, but do you believe that you would not have learned to trust him in the way that you need to today if you had not gone through that?
Oh gosh, absolutely not. Absolutely not. Because I wasn't in a place to do that. I mean, there were plenty of times throughout my life in situations that I've lived through that I could have leaned on him and I didn't. And so sometimes I think to get our attention, we have to lie flat on our back. And I had no other choice but to trust him.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's no one wants to have to go through. And that was a difficult time, even without the health issues. I think a lot mm-hmm. of people, as we went through the pandemic, had to trust. It was something yeah. that most of us had not gone through before. Mm-hmm. I mean, well, I'm going to say everybody, but I think that our older people, our grandparents, they have been through societal change in a dramatic right. way before. But this, of course, was even beyond that. And yes. I think there are a lot of people who were scared. There are a lot of people who were sick. And yeah, and we had to learn to trust. Of course, with mm-hmm. you, all the health issues were built in. And it was kind of, just piled on top of that. But God, yeah. right?
Amen. Yes. Yes.
Yes. God. So, all right. So obviously you are here today talking with us. You got your negatives. Thank you, Jesus. So
thank you, Jesus.
How did, and you were, going through your, walking down that trust path. So how, and I'm going to guess that you're still working on it because we're not perfect. Mm-hmm. Nobody is, but yeah. how have you, to some degree overcome the perfectionism and the issues that you had before?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So you're correct. I don't know that it's something that, I mean, God can do anything, right? So I can mm-hmm. wake up tomorrow and not have these tendencies at all, right?
Right.
But I'm in my 50s now, and I've lived an entire life like this. And so habits sometimes can be a little harder to break. And so I do find myself striving on certain things. And, but the thing is that God is teaching me and has taught me how to recognize when I go into the extreme. So mm-hmm. there's signs, in my health, in my body, I'm really in tune with my body now. So when I start feeling as if, okay, I'm striving in this area, my body tells that to me. So I start just kind of getting a little nervous. It's like, the little butterflies feelings inside, just kind of that unease. Sometimes my breathing will increase or deepen. So that kind of tells me, okay, you're going into an extreme here. And and it's usually with work. I mean, I still work. And so that's where I spend a large majority of my time and also my writing. I should say that in my writing. The writing is so, the things that I write about are so personal to me. And, mm-hmm. and sometimes I don't paint myself in such a pretty light, because life happens and we learn from our mistakes. And I think a lot of times God lets me screw some stuff up so that I can tell other people about them, you know, and tell them what I've learned from it. So I think it's just, you know, God's just giving me that, the ability to recognize that. And I also kind of put myself through little exercises. So one of the things that I do is, I grew up always having to make my bed before I went to school, always. That was a thing my dad insisted on. And to this day, I cannot leave this house without making my bed. And usually it's made within the first hour. Like if I get up before my husband, I'm like, would he hurry up and get up? I need to make this bed. I'm like, you know, and so it's just an exercise I put myself through. I'm like, okay, if I was the only person on this earth, seriously, would I make this bed? And the answer is probably not, because a lot of perfectionists, what we're doing is we're not trying to be perfect for ourselves. We're being perfect for you. We want our perception to be that of being perfect. Mm-hmm. And so I kind of realized I'm doing this because I want my husband to think I'm a good wife, I'm a good housekeeper, I'm a whatever the case may be. So my exercise is I go a couple of days a week without making the bed. And it hurts my heart to walk away from that bed and see it all muffled up. But I do that because I think that's good for me. It's good for me to be like, it's okay, you know, pick your battles. That is not one you need to worry about. So it's just little things like that. You know, mm-hmm. I don't have to be perfect.
Wow. Now, did you tell your husband you're going to work on this? Has he noticed?
I don't know.
You're not making the bed?
You know what? I don't think he would notice that bed being made. I was just on a business trip a week or so ago. And when I came home about 2 o'clock in the afternoon, that bed wasn't made. So I know he didn't make it for 5 days. So I don't think it bothers him or he even recognizes that I do it.
Yeah. Wow. That's so people listening, you know, there's probably that one thing that you do and, yeah, maybe, you know, maybe you can give it a break. Maybe you can try to fast from whatever this thing is as an exercise, like Vivian said. That's really interesting. You know, it's funny. I do make the bed, but for a completely different reason. I have pets, and right now I only have a cat, but I've had dogs before and everybody, you know, and they like to be on the bed when I'm not here, and I don't want them on my sheets. They can be on the top cover.
Good call.
Yeah, so I do make my bed.
Good call.
But that is a very different reason than what you're talking about. That's funny.
Oh, that's too funny.
I know.
That's funny.
We've talked about your writing. Tell us about some of your writing. You've written for YouVersion, and you have a book coming out. So tell us why you write and some of the areas, you know, that you've touched on.
So I'll give you a little history, try to make it short, but back in 2018, I felt God calling me to write a book, but it was a book on my husband's life. And so it was kind of funny. That's what got me started about writing. And so that's kind of the beginning of it. And so I remember we were in the truck one night and I said, you know, I think this feels really funny, but I think God's calling me to write your book. And he says to me, oh, I've been thinking about it too. I even have a name for the title. So I was like, okay, so we're united here. This is cool. So I started doing research on him, and he has a pretty cool life. And I thought the world needs to hear it. And apparently God would like it out there too. And so I spent 2 years writing his book, interviewing family, and we uncovered a lot of stuff in his family history that we didn't know. In fact, we found family. His dad wasn't who he thought he was. So my husband's actually not a Cummins. He's a Powell. Mm. We uncovered some major stuff. And so I thought, okay, this is pretty good. But then when I rededicated my life two years later, the anointing on writing that book just went away. It just disappeared. I could not write a sentence on that book.
Wow.
And I'm about 200 pages in. So I set it aside and and then I had to go through the wilderness. So I went through a wilderness, wasn't doing any writing at that time. And then this past January of this year, our church was doing a 21-day fast. I have never fasted before. So this was my first time fasting. And so I fasted my lunch break and I put myself in a little closet. I work from home, so I have a home office. I made a closet, my prayer closet, and locked myself in there during my lunch. And it's there that I just was like, Lord, tell me, what am I supposed to write about? I know I'm supposed to write. And so I started writing just these sticky notes and put them all over the walls. And just things that would come to my mind. And the things that would come to my mind made no sense. Like the word balance, the word, I'm trying to think of some other words. I can't think off the top of my head, but I remember the word balance. And so I'm like, whatever. So I plop balance on there. Perfectionism. Perfectionism was another one. Control. Mm-hmm. All the things that I just mentioned. And I just put them all over the closet. And then in March, I went to a writer's conference at Mount Hermon, a Christian writer's conference. And I prayed that God would just reveal to me what I'm supposed to write about, because I was really struggling with that. And when I got there, I had a mentor assigned to me. And the funny thing is that we were talking and she takes my notebook. She writes something across the page. She flips it around and pushes it across the table to me. And it said balance. And I'm like, And then in one of the instructors, I was in a nonfiction writing class, and one of the instructors had me tell a story. So I told a story, and she says, you know, that really sounds like you're very unbalanced. So it just kept, that word just kept coming to me.
Wow. Yeah.
And so, you know, when it just keeps on coming to you, you got to take a step back and be like, okay, Lord, what, I think I got it. I think I know what you're wanting me to talk about. So I started just kind of researching scripture. What does the Bible say about being balanced? I started, and I'm still reading books on perfectionism. I'm still reading books on humility and pride. And those are the things that have been strongholds in my life. And I know, you know, I'm on a lot of different writing groups and women's groups and stuff. And I hear a lot of women saying the same things that I've said. And so God just started speaking to me about tell your stories. I mean, I have another, and I know you're going to probably ask about websites in a moment, but I started a blog called Memory Blogger a couple of years ago where I'm just, I like to storytell. I'm from Oklahoma, and us Oklahoma gals, we have lots of fun stories. And so I did this blog just so I could be storytelling, you know, with other people and stuff. And it just felt very comfortable for me to weave in my storytelling with scripture and, you know, the things that I've gone through, my testimony, balance, perfectionism, you know, overcoming pride. I just wrote an article for YouVersion about motives that matter, you know, as perfectionists. And I went through a season where I was working so hard for Christ that I burned myself out and hated every minute of it and stuff. And so we can tend to go to that extreme even when we're serving the Lord. And so balance is just everywhere all around us in everything that we do. And it's not just eating right and exercising, getting enough sleep. It's in everything we do.
And you have a resource on balance, do you not, on your website?
I do. Yeah. So when you go to the website, you'll see the couple of the YouVersion links. But I wrote a piece on the out of balance believer. Because, you know, like I said, there's so many of us out there. We're Christians, we're believers, we're Christ followers, but we have a stronghold of perfectionism and needing to be in control. And just it's just a little something that people can get a guide to help them kind of walk through that a little bit.
Oh, excellent. And well, you can find everything at Vivian Cummins, CUMINS.com. And then of course you can go to YouVersion and you can probably search by your name, I'm guessing, and find, or perhaps search balance, but you've written more than just that. So you might search by Vivian's name so you can read other encouragement on the YouVersion. That's so excellent. Excellent. And the book that's coming up. So tell us about that.
So it's still in the works. I am working with a close friend of mine, and an agent is working as my agent right now. And we're piecing it together. There's a lot there, and just trying to pray through what exactly God is wanting the message to be. But it's pretty much going to be my story. And how God delivered me from it. You know, a lot of stuff goes back to childhood. So I've had to really take a step back and look internally and also externally as well as finding out what is the root cause of some of those things. And we'll talk people through that, how to do that for themselves. And then, of course, you know, God is with us the whole way. We're not alone in this. I think a lot of times people will suffer through this themselves, but God is right there. And He has been so gracious and so kind to help reveal to me the areas of perfectionism and where it originated, and to help me forgive those that may have had something to do with, you know, my experiences. And so anyways, so we're in the beginning stages of that, and I'm really excited to see where God's going to take it. And God willing, we'll have that published in a few years, and I'm coming back on the show and I'll tell you all about it.
Yes, for sure. Well, I think that's, yeah, I think so many people struggle with this. I think that it's going to be a very important resource really for a lot of people out there. So yes, definitely. Once that comes out, you'll definitely have to come. We'll have a launch party.
Sounds perfect. And hopefully it won't take a couple of years. I say that and I'm like, no, God can do it faster than that. We'll see what He's going to do with it.
Yes, He can. That's right. That's right. Well, are you on social media? Can we find you there?
I am. So folks can go to the, as you mentioned, viviancummins.com, and that'll link you over to my Instagram as well as my Facebook. You know, a couple of things that I talk a lot about is in regards to balance is, number one, I have learned to put God first in all things. Hands down, that's got to be number one. Mm-hmm. The second thing is taking care of myself. That was another thing that I didn't used to do that is so incredibly important, that we take care of ourselves so we can be there for others. And then the third one is just to have some fun. I realized that I wasn't having any fun in my life. And so I make it a point now to have fun. And so you'll see, you know, my Instagram, my husband and I, we had a costume party last night, and you can go there and see what we dressed up as. But we are trying very intentionally to add fun into our life now. And that is extremely important to live a balanced lifestyle.
Wow. Well, this is all so important. Thank you so much for coming on the show today to talk to us about balance and the evil P word, perfectionism. And we have a lot to learn from you. So thank you so much. And I really appreciate you.
Thank you for having me. Thank you so much.
From Positively Joy Ministries comes Journaling in His Joy, a new journal that can help you discover what brings real joy by journaling every day and creating a six-month record of memories worth collecting. With over 240 journaling pages, monthly and weekly check-in sheets, and weekly coloring journal pages, this guided journal will help you find joy even in difficult times by actively looking and choosing to see it in every moment. In this journal, you'll look for joy every day and record what you see and experience. Maybe you'll experience it in a rainbow or a song or in the sound of laughter. Choose joy on days where nothing seems to go right and spread that joy to others. Get your copy of Journaling in His Joy, available at Amazon and other fine booksellers. Thank you for listening to Positively Joy. Go to positivelyjoy.com to hear previous episodes and to learn more about our ministry and books. Support Positively Joy by becoming a Patreon member and sign up for our newsletter. Thanks to Mars Coleman for the use of his song, The Joy of Knowing. And thanks to Susan Marie for editing and production of the podcast. Till next week. All the joy of knowing.